Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Written on the wall in the home, in Mother Teresa's home in Calcutta, was a beautiful poem that I will read in just a moment, but it ends with, "It's between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway." So what does that even mean? How does it apply to you and your life? If it even does, that's what we'll figure out today. Welcome to the Sunday service. So all of the major world religions talk about an individual's, our individual relationship with God. Christians believe in a personal relationship with God through Jesus. God is seen as a loving father who desires a close personal relationship with each individual. Prayer and worship and reading the Bible are key ways that Christians nurture that relationship. In Islam, Muslims believe in a direct relationship with Allah, God, without any intermediaries. It's based on submission to Allah's will, following the teachings of the Quran and the five pillars of Islam, which are faith, prayer, charity, fasting, and pilgrimage. In Judaism, the relationship with God is both communal and personal. Jews believe in a covenantal relationship with God, where they follow his commandments as revealed in the Torah. Prayer, study of the Torah, and ethical living are central to that relationship. In Hinduism, it encompasses a wide range of beliefs, but many Hindus believe in a personal relationship with a particular deity, like Vishnu, Shiva, or Devi. Devotions or bhaktis are rituals and meditation. These are ways to develop that relationship. There's also a belief in the ultimate goal of achieving liberation and unity with the divine, known as moksha. Buddhism does not center on a god or gods in the same way that other major world religions do. It focuses on the individual's path to enlightenment. The relationship was more about the teachings of the Buddha and the Dharma to achieve nirvana, which is a state of liberation and freedom from suffering. In Sikhism, Sikhs believe in one God and emphasize a personal relationship with God through meditation, prayer, and living a truthful and honest life. The Guru Granth Sahib, their holy scripture, guides this relationship, emphasizing equality, service, and devotion. Taoism focuses on living in harmony with the Tao, or the way, which is a fundamental principle that is the source of everything. Relationship is all about aligning oneself with the natural order through practices like meditation, Tai Chi, and adhering to virtues like simplicity and humility. Now, I think that all makes sense to me, certainly. And frankly, I think it's a really beautiful thing that all of these religions say that it's important for each one of us as individuals to have a meaningful, important relationship with God. What do you think about that? Does that make sense? Do you feel that way? Now, you contrast with that, something that I also believe to be true, which is the interactionist view of sociology. And simply put, it's that life is made up of our interactions with other people. So, on one hand, and these are not, it's not a dichotomy that we either have a relationship with God or we have a relationship with people. It's all of these things, of course. It's just what we focus our attention on and what we're placing the greatest value on. That's really fundamentally what's important here. So sociology, the interactions view, life's made up of all the interactions we have with other people. I think that's so true. Our relationships with people, our relationship with ourselves is messy and painful and blissful and happiness. And it's what makes life rich and painful and wonderful and all of these things all at the same time. It's like our relationship with ourselves is that way. Our relationship with our friends, our loved ones, people we pass on the street. Every one of those things, every one of those little relationships and interactions, exchanges we have with other people make up our whole day. If you have a terrible drive to work today and you have a fight and you have road rage with somebody in traffic, it's going to set your day off on the wrong foot. Versus if somebody buys you a cup of coffee who is in line ahead of you, it's going to make you just totally restore your faith in humanity. Just these tiny little things can 100% shift our view on things. And if you have a strong relationship, if you feel good about your relationship with God, going to obviously change your outlook on life as well. So all of these things are so important. So I mentioned the poem on Mother Teresa's wall in Calcutta. And this poem is, it's an incredible poem. I remember first hearing it or reading it when I was 18 or maybe 19 years old. And maybe read it earlier, but my memory of it is during that time of being at the end of my teenage years. I think it probably would have been great to have read it earlier, but that just is what it is. So here we go. People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. In the final analysis, it was between you and God. It was never between you and them. Anyway.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Those are so powerful. Each one resonates in a little bit of a different way. People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. When you're kind, people accuse you of ulterior motives. If you're successful, bad folks are going to hang out and show up. If you're honest, people will take advantage of you. What you work so hard to create, others can wipe away. If you find serenity and happiness, people will be jealous. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do the best you can. Give all you can. It's not going to be enough. Do all of those things anyway. Because at the end of the day, the people that you feel like you are letting down or letting you down or that you're not able to help or give enough to, or you just couldn't give enough of yourself, there's not enough time. It's not was between you and them anyway. It's between you and God. So, another thought to tie into this is I heard an interview with somebody years ago. I wish I could credit it, but I don't remember. But this person said, what other people think of me is none of my business. It's like, oh, that's really interesting. What other people think of me is none of my business. And what other people think of you is none of your business. I don't have any control over what other people think or feel. And frankly, nobody has any control over the way that I think and feel. Certainly, there's outside stimulus that hits me if somebody cuts me off in traffic or somebody buys me a coffee. This is new information that I'm taking in, and it's certainly, there's going to be a response to it. But when I think about it and I have time to reflect and internalize this information, it's not going to change my day or the way that I think about things. So we are always balancing. We're always trying to thread the needle. It's trying to thread our needle, balance our relationship with God and our loved ones and our community, the balance between our needs and our wants, our short-term desires versus our long-term needs and desires. And like everything else, we need to be good stewards. Because my time and attention and energy and money, these are limited things. These are limited resources. These are our most valuable resources, most valuable assets, and they're finite. So I need to be a good steward. Better I can get at figuring out what is most important and then allocating those resources to those things that are most important. It's probably where I'm going to have my strongest relationship with both God and my wife and my kids and my parents and all of those things. Need to figure out for ourselves what's right, what's wrong, and then try to do more of what's right. Need to figure out, decide, this is what I want, this is what I don't want, and then try to do more of what's going to get me what I want, bring me closer to that life that I actually want, further away from the life that I don't want. What's good for me? What's good for my community? Try to do more of what's good for my community, even though that is self-sacrificing. So it's what a relationship with God entails or demands. It's what a relationship with our family entails and demands, is that we are self-sacrificing and we're giving things up that we want for the benefit of those relationships, those interactions that are of the highest value. So throw all those things together on a Venn diagram between those three areas. Figure it out. What's right, what's wrong, what I want, what I don't want, what's good for me, what's good for my community. Throw them together. Where are the key areas that I can focus on where there's the overlap? And then get to work on doing what must be done in service of those things that matter most to me. And keep in mind that it was never between you and them anyway, because that is the truth. And remember that what other people think of you is none of your business. And then get out there, do your part, doing your best.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.